Gemma Cutting. Rangers have caught and killed a crocodile believed to be responsible for the death of a spear fisherman in far north Queensland on the weekend. The 4-metre croc was found close to where 35-year-old Warren Hughes disappeared after diving from his dinghy off Palmer Point near Innisfail. Malcolm Turnbull has hit back at suggestions his government is watering race hate laws in the interest of freedom of speech. The PM says the changes approved at a joint party room meeting in Canberra will see the words offend, insult and humiliate be swapped for harass and intimidate because the language has lost credibility in the Racial Discrimination Act. But critics believe claims of racist speech will be harder to prove. It's another wet day forecast in Sydney with showers and storms set to plague commuters and residents in the city, Wollongong, Newcastle and the Central Coast. And the headless body of a woman has been found floating in Hong Kong's famed Victoria Harbour. Local media reports that the woman was dressed in black underwear and a single sock and has a missing right hand. The corpse was spotted by a boat passenger. In sport, South Sydney coach Michael Maguire has spoken to the Big Sports Breakfast about the recent controversies surrounding concussion and the NRL's hardline stance on breaches of protocols. Maguire says the clubs are aware of strict concussion guidelines, but the injury has varying outcomes and symptoms, and what happened last round was an exception to the rule. It comes after Titans coach Neil Henry defended his club's treatment of injured players in response to the NRL's fine, saying he's very confident in the ability of their medical team and at no stage would they deliberately keep a player on the field and put them in danger. Giants duo Sam Reed and Daniel Lloyd are among five players to receive rookie upgrades ahead of round one and are in contention for Sunday's clash against Adelaide. And Aussies Jason Day and Mark Leishman have been drawn in the same group for tomorrow morning's World Golf Championship match play event in Austin. Day and Leishman will play 3 days of head-to-head golf against each other, plus Lee Westwood and Pat Perez in Group 3. The top player in each group will advance to the knockout stages beginning on Saturday. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
With the Big Sports Breakfast, you're part of the game. Part of the game. Tune into Australia's favourite breakfast sports program for your chance to win double passes to two cracking NRL games. You could be watching Rabbitohs v Roosters this Thursday or Eels v Sharks on March 25 from the comfort of the TAB corporate box at ANZ Stadium. Be just like Ray, who took in the Roosters v Bulldogs.
I was the lucky winner of the quiz the other week to go to the Roosters and Bulldogs game last night in the TAB corporate box. Anyone who wins that prize is going to be in for a great night.
The Big Sports Breakfast, your rugby league headquarters.
Where only the best of the best are on offer. 480 of Australia and New Zealand's finest yearlings from international bloodlines. The Inglis Australian Easter Yearling Sale, April 4 to 6 at Newmarket, Sydney. Catalogue available at inglis.com.au.
50 months interest free store wide, now at Harvey Norman. That's no deposit and no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until May 2021. It's a great time to shop for new season looks in furniture, bedding, home appliances, technology and entertainment. 50 months interest free. No deposit, no interest, with 50 equal monthly payments until May 2021. Minimum finance amount $750. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Limited time only at Harvey Norman.
This Friday, Sky Sports Radio takes you to Albury for their Big Cup Day.
Along with a $180,000 cup, there's the Guineas and the Flat Knacker.
John Scorse brings you the tips on race morning before James Tate calls all the action.
Friday on Sky Sports Radio.
Lose the beer gut without losing all the beers. G'day, Adam McDougall here.
I lost the beer gut.
My husband lost his beer gut.
Our dad lost his beer gut.
Thanks to the Man Shake.
Shake off those extra kilos today at themanshake.com.au.
Consult your GP before beginning any diet.
Great staff are always the most important element of business. Nova Employment is a free disability employment service that takes the time to find you the right candidate.
I'm Karen from Currajong Kitchen. We've hired many employees from Nova Employment. They take the time to understand our recruitment needs and match up great workers with ability.
So if your business could benefit from great staff with ability, join the over 15,000 Sydney businesses who have made the switch. Visit novaemployment.com.au.
Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And good morning, everybody. At 10:08, we've got racing today at Warwick Farm. Let's see what the situation's there with the track and the weather. And the man as we look into the sky, I reckon, is Mark Jones, track manager. Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, good morning, Sean.
How's the weather?
Mate, it's very overcast at the moment. Extremely high humidity, but look, there's no sign of rain, so we are tipping it late this afternoon or this evening. So hopefully, if it does come, it's late this evening, and we're all packed up and gone home.
That's what we want at this stage. The track, how have you rated, Mark?
Hey, look, we're heavy nine with a penetrometer of 6.23.
All right, and the rail, where would you pop that?
Yeah, look, we're out 5 metres, 1,000 to winning post, and 3 metres the remainder. We raced 2 weeks ago at the 3 metre position, so we just pushed out that further 2 metres.
I imagine with the rain and the heat and so forth, you'd have fair grass cover, wouldn't you?
Yeah, the grass cover's quite good. Look, we haven't seen the sun for a long time, which is a bit of a concern. You know, although we've had a lot of rain, some sunny days have certainly helped, which we're not getting. But overall, there's a good grass cover.
All right, so today we've got a heavy nine, it's overcast. Unfortunately, we rail out 5,000 to the post, 3 the remainder, and all in all, it looks a really positive outlook for racing today at Warwick Farm.
That's right, yeah, looking forward to the day.
Good on you, Mark. Appreciate your help. Thanks a lot.
Bye, Sean.
Mark Jones there, the Warwick Farm track manager. Now it is 10 past 10. Ben Munsey joins us. Morning, Munz. How are you?
A bit damp, Sean, but we're getting through it. Getting a little bit much. I've worked out a way to stop the rain.
What's that?
I'm buying a pair of galoshes to put over my shoes to wear to the races, and that will guarantee that it stops raining.
That'll do it. That's usually the way, isn't it?
Yep.
All right. Now, Ray Thomas joins us as well. Good morning, Ray. How's things?
Yeah, terrific, Sean. Good morning to you and Glenn, and good morning, everyone. Yeah, good meeting today, boys, even despite a number of scratchings. But look, a fair bit of depth to all these races, Sean, and I think going forward, a lot of these horses out of this meeting will end up in Saturday class post-carnival.
All right, and Paul Joyce with his web feet getting through the wet. How are you, Paul?
Yeah, extremely well, Sean. Hello to everybody and all the punters. Yes, agree with Ray. A good depth to the meeting. I'll be treading a bit warily on a genuine heavy out there, and a lot of these horses lightly raced or first starters resuming spells, but definitely keep a copy of a few of these races because they're going forward.
All right, well, we'll look at the first today, the Tab Plate, pull out 3 Solar Patch, 4 Surging to Win, and 8 Magic Moment.
Rightio, let's get into these as I get the right page here. Yeah, the Tab Plate, the first. Well, we'll start with Catmosphere, who is a $9 chance. TAB number 2 is Condor Heroes with a cross noseband on today. Interesting riding engagement here. Mark Zara coming to Sydney for one ride. It's an odds-on chance, $1.90. Solar Patch out this morning, 4 cents a win, nothing the place. Surging to Win out this morning, 4 cents a win, nothing the place. The Mighty Fed at $16. Argamone as a $7.50 chance. Bella Success is at $11. Magic Moment out this morning, 2 cents a win and nothing the place. Auto's Honor at $6.50. And Showy Zoe is a $7.50 chance. Most money at this stage is for the favourite here, Condor Heroes. He did actually go back up $1.80 this morning and already pushed to be $1.90. Second pick is the bottom one, Showy Zoe, who went up $8.50 this morning, now $7.50. And third pick is Bella Success, who went up $13 this morning, now $11. Of course, he was a late scratching the other day, Condor Heroes, in a group race where he was a $4.80 chance. He's now odds on in a maiden.
Yeah, that's right, Glenn. Look, he just bolted on the way to the gates that day, and he's shown an abundance of speed in his trials and his only race. So he's the obvious leader here. Although Showy Zoe showed a stack of speed winning her last trial at Randwick on a heavy track, and she's drawn barrier one. So I've got those two, the obvious two speed horses, number 10, Showy Zoe, and the favourite, Condor Heroes, right?
Yeah, I've got Condor Heroes on top here, Paul. Look, I know there's a fair bit against him. He hasn't raced since October. We haven't seen him in a barrier trial, an official trial, since January 31. He was scratched at the barrier, as you mentioned, a couple of weeks ago, and he's untested on a heavy track, and Glenn's got him very short at $1.90. All those things said, I still think he's the horse to beat. Look, at his debut in the Breeders' Plate, he was excellent. He led for a long way, caught late by Khan, who unleashed that powerful surge. In the one official trial we've seen of him since, he was dominant, winning by nearly 8 lengths at Rose Hill, albeit on a firm surface. I know he's going to get through a heavy 9 today, boys, but he's by not a single doubt. The breed generally love them, and his dam is by more than ready. So if ever a horse is bred to handle heavy conditions, it's Condor Heroes. And I've got him on top from 3 unraced fillies who have all showed a lot of promise at the trials. Argemone, is that how he pronounce it, boys? Argemone?
Argemone.
I reckon.
Okay,
we'll go
lovely
back and look at the breeding and everything, Ray, from that email you sent me to see if there's any derivatives we could try and make it easier.
Okay, mate. Look, I loved the way she trialled recently at Rose Hill, was never really given the four ball when she cruised up. Could have won that trial easily. She's a long road filly with a lot of talent. Similarly, as Paul mentioned, number 10, Shoey Zoe, showed abundant speed to win her recent Randwick trial, significantly on a heavy track, as did number 9, Ordos Honour, who, from the Chris Waller camp, who also looked good winning a trial at Rose. So those three fillies making their debuts here all should run well. I've left out a horse like Catmosphere, who was excellent on debut, but can't tip them all. I've got two Condor Heroes on top from 6, 10 and 9.
Yeah, look, I've gone 9, 2, 1 and 10. I've got the 9 on top, Ordos Honour. I just thought she was the best value of these fancied runners. I loved her trial at Rose Hill on a heavy track. She had a great action. She showed a turn of foot, and there was still a fair bit up the sleeve when she crossed the line there for Jason Collett, who has kept the ride today. I'll have something on her to cause a minor upset. Number 2, Condor Heroes, he's just too short for me at $1.90. He may get out a little bit. Glenn seems to think the trend is that way this morning with him. Obviously, we'll know more when we see him parade and get around to the gates and just how much work he does before the race. The 1, Catmosphere, I thought his debut was very good on a heavy 8 track here at Warwick Farm. He hit the line strongly along the inside part of the track, which probably wasn't the ideal spot to be. You'd think he'd come on from that, and he does have the race experience. And number 10, Shoey Zoe. It was only a 740-metre trial, so she's up to 1,100 today under race conditions. That will be the test for her, but on what we saw at that trial, she's obviously going to give a great sight. 9, 2, 1 and 10 in the opener.
Yeah. All right.
Now, Arjmoan, I'll go with it.
Yeah.
It is out of the mare Romnaya. Mm-hmm. Now, Romnaya is a species of poppy, and Arjmoan is the prickly poppy which originated in Mexico. So,
there,
boys.
Poppies, mate. Puppies make drugs too, don't they?
They make heroin.
Yeah, a bit of good gear out of that. Yeah. All right. The second, the race is played. 1, Dissolution, 4, Tangled, and number 8, Mileage.
Yeah, well, Dissolution came out this morning. 11 cents a winner, nothing the place there. Cook Abar is a $6 chance. We've got Spencer at $4.60. Tangled, Blinker's off today with Spencer as well. Tangled out this morning, 11 cents a win, nothing the place. All Too Good, 21. Devolving, 11. Heartaches, 11. Mileage out this morning, 7 cents to win, nothing the place. Sheikah, $2.20 and favourite. And Stella Victoria, with the blinkers on today, is a $7 chance. Most, if not nearly all, of the money for Sheikah has come this morning. It went back up $2.60, so $2.60 into $2.20 today. Before that, the best supported runner was Kookaburra here. It went back up 5 this morning. It's out to 6. Third pick is Spencer, who went up $6.50 this morning, is now $4.60. So dramatic changes there with the three picks. And the fourth pick, the bottom one, Stella Victoria, went up $4.60 this morning out to 7. So the favourite and the second favourite both in this morning. The third favourite and the fourth favourite both out this morning.
Yeah, look, speed-wise here, we're going off some trial form, obviously, but All Too Good. Barrier 1, Sheikah will be right there putting the pressure on. And Heartache has shown a bit of pace at the trials. I wouldn't be surprised if Kookaburra's that far off the meter off a good draw, Ray, but you'd have to think a genuine tempo with a few of these showing pace at the trials.
Yeah, feeling it's a tough race, Paul, and I've come back to number 3, Spencer, encouraged by that betting move that Glenn suggested has been good money for it this morning. And Piero Colt's most recent trial on a heavy track at Randwick, I was really impressed by the way he just surged late and put a margin on his rivals. Looks a nice type, has been to the races once before, and he showed some good speed that day to settle sort of midfield, and he did tire late in the Breeders' Plate behind Khan, but he looks to have come back in really good order. And as I said, that second trial at Randwick just really caught my eye. I've got 3, Spencer on top, from the favourite 9, Sheikah, who at its debut was a really good second in a strong form race behind Demerara at Kembla. Sebring Express was third that day. She then failed on a heavy track in the English Nursery back in December, but her two recent trials on rain-affected tracks have been excellent. She's come back in good order. Number 9, Sheikah, definitely the one to beat. 10, Stella Victoria, super run last start behind a promising type in Astoria. Catmosphere was second that day. If Catmosphere runs well in the first, watch for Stella Victoria here. She's certainly in the contest. And number 6, Devolving. Devolving comes out of the Shoey Zoe trial and looked good in that. Wasn't given full board any stage, but did work home nicely to the line. 3, Spencer on top, boys, from 9, 10 and 6 in race 2.
All right, we've lost Paul Joyce. Okay, we'll come back and get him in a moment there. His thoughts on that. What we might do while we get Paul online, we might just look at the market on the third. Four Oriental Runner.
Yep, we're sweet here, Sean. Unlike Paul, I'm still in this same galaxy, but he seems to have gone to another one. The third.
You there, Paul?
No, the Piero at Coolmore. And Paul wishes for Coolmore because it's closer than where he is at the moment. Best guess.
We've got him back, Mums.
Back. Beautiful. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Paul, let's get your tips on the second there.
May the force be with you.
Can you hear me, first of all, Sean?
We got you, Paul.
Can. You need to put more coins in the phone box, mate.
Well, I could hear everything here. It was actually as clear as anything, the clearest one we've had for a long time. But anyway, look, I've gone similar to Ray, 3, 9, 10, and 2. Three on top, Spencer. We obviously both loved that last trial at Randwick on the heavy track. To me, he looks like a real natural, and I'm keen to back him today to win. I thought number 9 was the biggest threat, Sheikha. Obviously, the money's coming for her. She's got that bit of form on the board that she will reign form. 10 Stella Victoria, Ray and I both spotting that run as well. Worth noting the blinkers go on first time for her today. And I didn't mind the trial of the 2 Kookaburra, a first starter for Chris Waller. I thought his last trial at Rose Hill on a genuine soft track, there was a fair bit up the sleeve to my eye. So I'll go 3, 9, 10 and 2 in the second.
All right, deja vu. 4 Oriental Runner, 5 Military Machine out of the third nuns.
Yes, like Rex Mossop all over again. Best guess here in the third is a $7 chance, I think you'll find, as it comes back to me. Yes, Dream I Can with the cross nose band on, but the winkers taken off, is a $10 chance. Medlin at $5.50. Oriental Runner out this morning, 7 cents to win, nothing the place. Military Machine out this morning, 10 cents to win, nothing the place. Sea Bloom, favourite, $2.60. Petit Voix at $17. White Moss at $8.50. Zafina is a $7 chance. Everlet is an $81 chance. And the Happy Lady is a $10 chance. Interest is basically minimal in this race here. The best supported runner overall is the Dream I Can, and it's a drifter today, 9 out to 10. The biggest firmer today is Zafina. It's halved its quote today, 13 to 7. But still only fits second pick overall. Third pick overall is the Happy Lady. It's more than halved its quote today, 21 to 10. And in that same period of time, the favourite Sea Bloom just out of fraction, 250 to 260. Medlin's gone 4 to 550, and Best Guess has gone 5 to 7. That tells me no one has an idea.
Yeah, well, two of those easy horses there are the speed horses, according to me, Mun. The Medlin, who's drawn wide, has shown plenty of pace at the trials, as has number 1 Best Guess. So I've got those two working across. Petit Voix, drawn just inside them. She showed a bit of pace at Hawkesbury last start. So those are the three on-pace runners, Ray, all working across from Widegate.
I like the number 3 Medlin here, boys. I was really impressed by its second trial there on March 7 on a heavy track, and looked a natural, as Paul said, showed good speed out of the gates, controlled that trial, won convincingly. Medaglia d'Oro, 3-year-old, going to the races for the first time. I know there's a bit against him here, but the 550 I do like, and like Paul, I think he's got the speed to negate that outside barrier. The 3 Medlin on top from the obvious threat, number 6, Sea Bloom. Impossible to miss its comeback run there at Wyong. It should have won. Weave through the field late, only beaten narrowly by Springer. Terrific effort. But what I noticed about that run, Paul, she was under pressure a long way out to improve her position. That was over 1,000 at Wyong. Only goes to 1,100 here today at Warwick Farm. I just think maybe Medlin might be able to skip away here and pinch a break on Sea Bloom. But look, she's the obvious danger, and there's no surprise she's short in the market. 1 Best Guess did like its trial recently too, Paul. And 2 Dream I Can with the claim gets in well and is race fit. 3 Medlin on top, who brings that trial form to Warwick Farm today. He'll be hard to catch. 3, 6, 1, and 2 in the third.
Yeah, I'm 3, 1, 6, 11. I'm with you, Ray. Medlin, we've both found this one at the $5.50. Just off that last trial, it was on a heavy track. He ploughed through it, as most of the Medaglia d'Oros do. And he's obviously got the pace to put himself right up there in front. I've got him leading anyway, and I think he'll take a lot of catching here on debut. So $5.50 to 3 for myself and Ray. Number 1 Best Guess, he was very green at the trial, his last trial. He did it all up on the speed. He pricked his ears looking at the winning post. I think he's got plenty of upside. So keep an eye on any late betting moves for the 1. The 6 Sea Bloom, we've both got the same little query here, just spotting a couple of these to start, which is what bought her undone as a short price favourite at Wyong when she resumed. And then I've got the 11, the Happy Lady, as a roughie. Now, interesting to hear she's halved her quote this morning. She flashed home at Wyong last start behind Lady Dane, who I do have a good opinion of. So keep an eye on her for the multiples. 3, 1, 6 and 11.
All right, we go to the next, the 4th, the Tabor Woods Handicap, field of 7, no scratchings.
Yeah, we start here with Sweet Serendipity, who was a dual acceptor and is going to run in this race here, and it's a $12 chance. Barood with a tongue tie on, $3.20, equal favourite. Brigadoon Rise at $5. Alpen Rose, $3.20, equal favourite. Matante is a $4.80 chance. Queenian at $14. And the brown one is an $18 chance. Not much activity here whatsoever, but a firmer today has been Alpen Rose in a full point. $4.20 into $3.20. With nearly all of the money for it coming this morning, but it's not massive. It joins Barood as the equal favourite there. That's forced the other picks out. Matante has gone 460 to 480. Brigadoon Rise has gone 440 at the five.
Yeah, we should be able to map this one fairly well. It's only a small field. Sweet Serendipity loves to lead, so he should find the front. So I think Alpen Rose will be right there, keeping him honest. And obviously the brown one drawn inside both of those. She'll kick up with the lightweight. Now they should move along over the 1,100, Ray, but certainly not a big enough field to pile the pressure right on.
Yeah, I like the two Barood here, Paul. Look, it's hard to find excuses for his first up run at Randwick. He had a lovely run, got the speed at the top of the straight, loomed up to win, maybe just knocked up being first up from the spell. He was coming off a long break. He's had a month between runs, going back to 1,100 metres, but a significant class drop here. Hugh Bowman goes on board, has drawn that soft gate. He gets a lovely run tucked in behind them, and he has shown previously he can handle soft track conditions, so I'll take the gamble he'll get through the heavy. Two Barood's always shown promise. He's the horse to beat for mine. From number five, Matante, who was terrific first up winning at Randwick, beating Rosa Carolina, and ran a fair race last start at Stakesville behind Samantha on a really heavy track at Randwick. It's certainly right in the mix, actually, from the Anthony Cummings stable. Four Alpen Rose, she's challenging for favouritism, is a proven mudlark and goes into this race off a really good second behind Rosa Man last start. Jane Innes's claim brings Alpen Rose right into the contest. And three, Brigadoon Rise, also from the Peter and Paul Snowden stable, as is my top pick, number two, Barood. Brigadoon Rise has looked good in a couple of recent trials. Usually sprints well fresh, but just a slight query on the heavy track. In the fourth, two, Barood. I think we'll get run of the race stuff here for Hugh Bowman and be hard to beat, Paul. 2, 5, 4, and 3 in the fourth.
Yeah, same numbers, Ray, slightly different order. 4, 3, 2, and 5. On with Alpen Rose. She's got all the right, she ticks all the boxes here. Look at her heavy track stats. 5 starts for 3 wins and 1 second. And that second was last start at Warwick Farm behind Rose of Man, where she did a stack of work 4 wide facing the breeze. That won't be the case today in the small field. She'll be poised to win the race turning for home. 3, Brigadoon Rise. Ray covered her perfectly. She sprints well fresh. Slight query on this real heavy track, but she's got a bit of upside to her. The 2, Barood. I'm convinced he's better on top of the ground, but he's a lovely horse. He's got the class to win this. Just a matter of taking those odds on this really heavy track. I'll be waiting for another day for him. And the 5, Matante. She impressed me first up. I backed her in the 5 all for something, but she wanted to over-race, did it much too hard, and she was left without much at the finish. She needs to learn to relax before she's able to string a few together. I'll go 4, 3, 2, and 5 in the fourth.
Fifth event, put out 2 Divine Sanction, 3 No Return, 4 More Energy, and 7 Looking at You.
Yeah, just looking at a multi come through there, boys. 2 of the shorties early, Condor Heroes in the first, into Sheikah in the second. 10,000 on that multi at $3.99. So that punter fancies the 2 favourites and the 2 2-year-old maidens. But in the fifth race on the program here, we'll start with Sis Montaigne, who's the $2.80 favourite. Divine Sanction came out yesterday, 12 cents a win, nothing the place. No Return out this morning, 11 cents a win, nothing the place. More Energy out this morning, 2 cents a win, nothing the place. Wugok is the $2.50 favourite. For Real at $6. Looking at You out this morning, 7 cents a win, nothing the place. Shock Alert at $3.70. And Zavina is a $61 chance. Absolutely no interest in this race whatsoever, and the boys have been tossing it around here. They did originally put Sis Montaigne up $3.50 this morning and Wugok $2.30. They've made them closer together, and in doing so, they pushed Shock Alert from $3.40 to $3.70, and they left For Real a $6 chance. But first one to bet here gets a prize.
Yeah, look, tactics will play a big part. Obviously, Sis Montaigne looks the likely leader, and Wugok had a bit of success leading last start on the Beaumont track. So they're the two on-pace runners. I can't see too much pressure coming from anywhere else, right?
Yeah, I like Wugok here. I think he's a horse sort of going places now. He looked set to win at Hawkesbury, but Spooky Wookie surged late, ran him down. It's a nice type from the Hawks stable, and Wugok bounced off that run to to win a Class 1 at the Newcastle track last start by a massive margin, nearly 8 lengths from Sahara Strike. He's subsequently come out and won since to confirm that form line. He's an improving horse, Wugok, a three-year-old taking on the older horses here, but with the scratchings of some of these more seasoned gallopers, I think he gets his chance to break through in city class. And like you, Paul, I can just see him tracking Sis Montaigne throughout here. I think he's a superior stayer than Sis Montaigne, who admittedly goes into this race in terrific form, won successive races at Hawkesbury, and then was second to Supply and Demand at Warwick Farm. However, the only times he's been beyond 1,600 metres, he's failed badly, missing a place on both occasions. I think he's a real risk at the 2,200, but as Paul suggested, he might be able to control in front here. Of the others, I think the Bjorn Baker duo are definitely hard to beat here. 6 For Real, Tough As They Come, and 8 Shock Alert. He's on the improve as well. I like his effort last start at Doomben. Switching back here, though, on his home track, he'll be hard to beat. But I think 5 Wugok is the one here in race 5. 5, 1, 6, and 8.
Yeah, I've just gone for a little bit of value, 6-8-5-1. I thought For Real was worth a play at the current price of $6. She won 2 or 3 on the trot, and then she's gone to Hawkesbury last start where she chased home Garban. It was only a benchmark 65, but the winner Garban is turning up on Saturday in the Tulloch Stakes. So there might be a bit of depth to that form, and I like the way For Real attacked the line. She'll definitely run the 2,200 right out. The stablemate, the 8 Shock Alert, lightly raced, obviously by Shocking, and will get appreciate this trip. Last out at Doom and got a long way back and ran home well. Won't have that much traffic to get past today, so that's my value, Quinella, for Bjorn Baker. The 5 Wugok, obviously right in the market, and he should be, but that was a bit of a one-off for me. That's the first time we've seen him demoralise a field that he did in the Class 1. I want to see him do it up in class today. And the one, Sis Montaigne, I'm with Ray. I've got my doubts about him running out a strong 2,200, especially on a really heavy track. So I'll go 6, 8, 5, and 1 in the fifth.
Right, Ray, 6 Put A Line Through, 5 Hot Hit, and 6 Sweet Serendipity.
Yeah, we start with Shadow Lord here for Joey Pride, who's an $8 chance. Lazy Axel, first start for Mark Newton today, has earmuffs on, a lugging bit on, but take the kite and noseband off, and it's a $6 chance. Baradu for Mick Milodinovich is a $9.50 chance. Super Maxi, favourite, at $2.90. Hot Hit out this morning, 7 cents to win nothing the place. Sweet Serendipity came out on Monday, it's running earlier, 3 cents to win nothing the place there. Zaron's a $4.80 chance. Rose of Man at $4.20. And Love Las Vegas with a tongue tie on is a $19 chance. Money for two runners this morning. They are Baradu, as I said, for Mick Milodinovich. We gave as much as 14 about it. It's now $9.50. And Zaron for Andrew Malloy. Interesting to he dodged the Wellington Town Plate the other day, which he'd won the previous 2 years. And he comes to town here today. $8.50 into $4.80 this morning. They are now the two most popular runners.
Yeah, interesting, Munns, because they're two of the on-pace runners here. I think most have Baradu leading off that inside gate. Zaron will definitely be keeping the pressure on, and Super Maxi, the favourite. Well, he's drawn outside of both of those speedsters, but he'll be right in the firing line as well. So they're the three on-pace runners, Ray, for race 6.
Yeah, I like the 4 Super Maxi here, boys. They're ready to win here. Smart three-year-old. He's going really good this preparation. His two runs have been at Warwick Farm and Renwick, both on heavy tracks. He was just beaten by Thrill Seeking first up here at Warwick Farm, then went to stakes level for the fireball last start on that really bog track at Renwick on March 4. And he looked the winner halfway down the straight and was only beaten narrowly into third spot. Back to a midweek, a benchmark 78 with the claim, gets him well at the weights. I think he's a clear standout for Super Maxi. From 8, Rosa Man, smart mare this, terrific first up, winning it at Warwick Farm, beating Alpen Rose. Can only improve off that. She's got good second up stats, and she is down on the weights here, Rose of Man. The 3, Baradu, the